From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Dog.
Sure, I've got the dog as well. I feel so negative today because the your stock our take was not a great assessment either, and now I've got the dog, so
just that's fits all right. Your personality.
We'll have to find that's my personality. We'll have to find something more positive for me next week. Anyways, so as Ryan said, the dog of the week, IDT Corporation, trades for about $14.50 per share on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol IDT. So what do? They provide telecommunications and payment services to individuals and businesses, primarily through its flagship Boss Revolution and Net2Phone brand. So the company's wholesale business, they refer to themselves as a leading global carrier of international long-distance calls. As Ryan said, stock dropped 21% after the release of their financial results. It recovered a little bit at the end of the week, so down about 16% on the week, but still, this makes it the biggest decliner on the New York Stock Exchange over this last week. So they released their third quarter fiscal 2017 results. Revenues were up about 4%, but GAAP earnings went from positive 19 cents per share in the third quarter of last year. It swung to a net loss of negative 21 cents per share. Non-GAAP earnings were positive for the quarter. They were 28 cents per share, but they were still down 26% compared to the previous year. So for those not familiar, when I use terms like GAAP and non-GAAP, we'll just discuss that a little bit. So GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles. So these are basically the accounting principles that the companies have to adhere to when they're reporting their financials down in the US. So they're basically just, they're a set of rules that essentially indicate how companies can calculate earnings from their financial statements. So what qualifies as an expense, what qualifies as revenues and whatnot. We had GAAP up here in Canada until several years ago. Now we have something called IFRS, International Financial Reporting Standards. Basically the same thing, just different standards. They're just a set of rules. So what these rules tend to be fairly rigid. So in some cases, what you will have when you're reporting GAAP or IFRS earnings is you'll have a lot of different items in there that don't really reflect the financial performance of the company. So for instance, you know, if they were to make a sale of an asset and took a non-cash loss or non-cash gain, that doesn't really show the profitability of that quarter, but that's still something under the standards that has to go in there. And there's other things as well in terms of if they retire debt early, if there's foreign exchange gains or losses. So often what companies will do is they will adjust these earnings, and that's they will adjust them to take out what they figure to be meaningless items that somewhat cloud the perception of the profitability or the financial performance for that particular quarter. And this is not necessarily a bad thing. And in fact, it's absolutely necessary to do. We adjust earnings all the time. But essentially that is what it is. So GAAP or just the generally accepted accounting principles are just the stringent rules. And then non-GAAP is basically the company saying, we're going to make these adjustments to actually better reflect the economic reality of that period. So it's absolutely fine to do that, but you need to know how the company is adjusting those numbers, because there are no real standards when it comes to adjusting the numbers. They can just do it any way that they want, any way that they think is best for their individual business. And if they're doing it properly, they should show you inside the financial statements or in the press release exactly how they're getting from their GAAP earnings to their non-GAAP earnings, so that you can see if those adjustments are reasonable or not. But anyways, enough with that. The results obviously were quite poor, certainly on the earnings line. There weren't any real clear explanations in the press release about why earnings declined and what needs to be done to turn growth positive. There was some discussion, general discussion. It looks like they're doing some streamlining of the business and maybe some slight operational restructuring. But if you look at the historical performance of the company, the general trend has been for lower revenues over the past 3 to 4 years. So it seems like it's certainly not a growing business, potentially a declining business. They do pay a nice dividend right now, and they trade at a fairly attractive valuation relative to their non-GAAP earnings. So, you know, somewhere around 10 to 13 times or 11 to 13 times earnings, which in the U.S. market, if they were a growing company, then that would be, we would consider that fairly attractive and something to look at. But in this case, you know, regardless of what the valuation is, there don't seem to be any clear catalysts for growth. There don't seem to be any visible growth plans. So what we see here is declining financial performance and no clear reason why we would invest in the stock. So this makes it the dog of the week.